In this crazy world that we are living in, sometimes all you need is a shot of sanity. Welcome to the show. I'm Aaron Atide, and I'll be your bartender for the evening.
Welcome, everybody, to another brand new episode of Shot of Sanity with Aaron Atide. Thank you guys for joining us today. Back on the show once again. You guys are probably not going to see it, but she's got a tie-dye suit on, and only she can get away with that. The one and only Joyce Spring. How are you doing, Parts?
What's up, Parts? Hi, everybody. I'm good. I'm so excited to finally be here. And by finally, I mean I had to reschedule with Aaron four times because I'm a horrible friend.
No, what it is that you're not a horrible friend. I'm just an understanding friend.
Yes.
Like, you're not horrible. I'm just really good at it.
And that's, you know what? That's a conversation to be had because a lot of people feel bad for just existing and, you know, having a lot of boundaries and, you know, not wanting to spend a lot of time with their friends. And there are people who are also horrible friends who will tell you, you know what, you're a horrible friend for not making time. But then there are understanding friends who will say, you know what, it's not you. It's a situation and there will always be time because we're going to be friends for life, right?
Yeah. And that's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, she has nowhere else to go. I mean, we're going to end up getting an episode in one time or another. So she has her, I mean, it's never come to me where you would reschedule anything, whether it was dinner or lunch or coffee or an episode, that you didn't have your reasons. So I know you had your reasons, whether it was because it was work or something like that, or it was because you just weren't feeling it that day. Every reason is valid.
Yeah. Thanks, Parts. Love you. Are you?
I'm pretty good. I was able to get some work in, get some rest in. I started going to the gym again, which is really weird. It's really weird going to the gym because, I mean, at the start of quarantine, I was in tip-top shape. I was like, oh, boom, yeah, what up? And then I wasn't anymore. Like, I am not in shape whatsoever. So it's really good to go back to the gym. But the anxiety that you get when somebody else walks in to the gym is amazing. I don't have the guts to go to the gym in, like, the mall or anything. I have to go to the gym in the building because I know how many people have COVID in the building, which is none at the moment. So I will take my chances here than rather going outside. But I'm happy that I'm going and getting some working out done.
I mean, but how many people do they allow in the gym?
At one time?
At one time, yeah.
Three people.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
You still get freaked out a little bit?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I mean, you know me, I always get freaked out if there's people anyway, whether with or without COVID. So, you know, and especially when I'm working out, I feel so vulnerable. I feel like, oh no, I'm lifting things that are so small. Mm. But I guess both of the times that I worked out so far, it's been me and one other person, and the other person felt anxiety more than me, so they left before I did. So that's always been the way that it's been, and I'm happy that's the procedure so far.
Mm. Wait, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people are like either team Bahai, where they say, you know what, just stay at home, you know, don't go anywhere so we can stop the spread, yada, 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 yada. And then there's another side of the spectrum that says, you know what? We have to restart our economy. We just have to take precautionary measures, but we have to start going out and doing things the way we used to because this thing is not going away. Where are you in that spectrum?
So at the start of it, obviously, I was in the team Bahai, nobody leaves, we're not doing anything. But I can honestly say I'm slowly creeping towards the other side right now. I guess because of the fact that I've been having to go to work and I've been seeing how things are. And with me going to work each and every time, I'm becoming a little bit more confident in the things that I'm doing to make sure that I am safe. I mean, I go to the gym with my Lysol and I spray down everything and I wipe down everything. I do my due diligence, but I still would rather stay at home. I go to the gym, but I don't go to the gym outside. I go to the gym inside, but, you know, it's not inside my house. You know, so I guess I'm slowly working my way there. I'm kind of growing my comfort zone, so to say, in how far I'm going to go. I mean, TV5, whenever I work there, it's not really that far away from me either. So, I mean, I'm kind of growing my comfort area. Hopefully, I stay safe. And the one thing that I guess I have on my side that I have the, I guess, will to do this is that I don't see my family. I don't have anyone else. I don't have any elderly people or like young kids around me that could get infected with it. So I mean, I just want to make sure that my family is safe. And if that means not seeing them, then so be it. What about you?
Kind of the same, I guess. But I'm more extreme now on the going out and restarting our economy because
I've been seeing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've been doing a lot of hostings for webinars. I've been talking to a lot of businessmen and even health professionals, even my mom, who is a health professional, who's a nurse, and her partner. So I would always hear from them that, you know, it is a very dangerous virus to have, but at the same time, it's survivable by a lot of the young people. So if you are a young, healthy person, if you take precautionary measures and you make sure that you sanitize, that you're healthy, that you're clean, you know, it's time to actually go out and be back in outside, like going to the malls and in eating outside and doing all these things. So I've been kind of doing that. Like Wanch and I have been kind of going out and eating outside, but we always sit outside. You know, we always eat in areas with alfrescos. We haven't been like really shopping out or doing anything that's not necessary. It isn't the same as before, but yeah, I've been spending a lot more time outside.
Do you think that has helped your mental health?
Definitely by heaps and bounds. Leaps and bounds.
Leaps
and bounds. What is a heaps and bounds? By heaps. I could say, yeah, just heaps. By heaps.
Yes.
And leaps and bounds.
And leaps and bounds. Heaps and leaps and bounds. There,
yes, exactly. So yeah, it really has. And I think just being able to move outside our condo, because we're on the 39th floor. Like, wow. You can't really, you don't hear anything from up here. You can't even hear the cars or anything like that. So it's dead silent unless you open the balcony or the windows, right? So being able to go out, even just in the alfresco area in the restaurants downstairs, has been life-changing for me. Just hearing nature and getting some breeze in. I know it's been a devastating storm season for some areas in the Philippines, but luckily for Metro Manila, it's just been windy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And, you know, I never wanted to storm or have like tropical depressions, because I know there's so many lives that are affected by it.
Yeah.
But thankfully here in Metro Manila, we had incredibly windy days. So going out, like you said, having lunch with some people, having dinner with some friends, going to work for us has been amazing for my mental health as well. So I hope that everyone is safe. If you don't, if you're Team Bahay and you want to stay home, by all means, do it. Do what makes you feel comfortable. Do what is good for your mental health. If you are the type that is slowly wanting to venture out and see how far you can go, as long as nobody else around you could get infected, by all means, again, if it is good for your mental health, do it. Cover your face, wear your mask. I saw one that was that wear a mask, wash your hands, keep a distance. That's all you need to do. Wash your hands, wear a mask, keep a distance. If you want to go back to your regular life, as long as you follow those three steps, you're going to be in as much coverage as possible. But we do have something to take care of today. And I wanted to do this kind of episode because we've said this so many times, okay? Mm-hmm. On this show, we've said, and even when we were still doing this on Adulting with Joyce Spring, that we can never, ever do more than one question on the show. It always seems impossible. So I wanted to have an episode where we try and knock out as many questions as possible. And I asked them to send it in like a mailbag episode on our Facebook group. So hopefully you guys are members there, Adulting with Joy Spring / Shot of Sanity listeners group on Facebook. Please do check that out. So I asked them to send in questions, whatever it may be. It can be as intellectual and in-depth as they want, or it can be as mundane and as Aaron kind of questions as they want as well. So I picked out some of the interesting ones. We're going to try and, again, hammer out as many as we can here on the show. So, you ready, Joyce?
I'm so ready. I was super on mute. I'm so ready.
It's totally fine. I don't take that as offense for anything. Okay, so coming from Sam Ka goes, if you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would be your best money career advice that you could give?
Oof, that's a good question.
Right?
Do you want to start off?
So they had like some really good ones. One, mine would be, don't buy those shoes. You don't need that Gucci jacket. Like, those would probably be the ones that I would go for. Everything else, I mean, like traveling, I'm totally okay with. But I think I spent a little too much money on shoes and clothes when I was 20. Especially now with the pandemic, I really look at the way the world is right now and I'm really thinking, man, I spent so much money on a lot of apparel and stuff that I didn't really need at the time.
Yeah, that's true. I would have probably gone and said, well, one would be try not to impulse buy. I don't impulse buy a lot, but then when I do, it's a big purchase. So try not to do that. The second will have to be move and live in a different country already.
Ah, nice. I like that. But would that be a good, your best money dash career, slash career advice? I think that would be good.
I think so. Like, even just for 6 months to a year, because for the longest time, I had held it off and put it off for so long that I wasn't able to do it until now. Like, now there's a pandemic and, you know, the chances of me living in a different country has gone so much lower than when I was in my early 20s. So I think that would have been good for my career in that I could have experienced more, even more than what I've already experienced by studying abroad. So yeah, that would probably be it.
Awesome. Let's move on to this question from Vicky.
Wow, okay. I'm so proud of us.
I know, right? I know. I have to like really go through these. Vicky goes, your thoughts about working, kind of like a fast talk, but may mini explanation. Haha. So here, corporate or small firms?
Small firms.
I'm corporate. I would. Yeah? If I would work, I would definitely go corporate. I think in the... Again, this is just for me. You're going to hear the other side of it, of course, coming from Joyce. I think that in the world right now, corporate is a lot more stable in terms of the future of your company. But then again, there's a lot of companies that are cutting a lot of fat as well. But as long as you make yourself indispensable and you do your job right, you should be fine. So I would think corporate with really good healthcare would be something that I would be more interested in. Why would you go small firm?
Because I've worked in corporate when I was really young, right? Like, I worked in a corporate company, and it was just so hard for me to stay in that kind of environment. I don't know. It drives me crazy being in the office for hours on end and like only being able to eat for 1 hour because that was the only lunch break that I can't do that life. I tried, but I couldn't. And a small firm will allow me a bit more, I guess, leeway, freedom, not just in terms of time, but also in terms of growth, like how I can grow in the company and how I can grow the company with my particular skill set. I feel like with corporate, kasi, there will always be leaders and systems that you have to follow. With like small firms, for example, you can actually change it a bit more. So, yeah.
Very nice. Okay. Local or abroad?
Abroad.
Easy. Easy.
Easy.
Yeah. I would say abroad, but if I have to be local, I would think global and execute local. That's the way that it has to be. Be an employee or be the employer?
Ooh. I think I'm a pretty good employer. Not sure about being a good employee.
I would say be the employer also. I think I'm a better leader than I am a follower, I think.
I am constantly being told that I'm a great leader. I have never been told that I was a good follower. Like throughout my life, even when I was 6 years old.
Not a follower. Of directions, of instructions. Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Freelance or steady job?
Oh, at the moment, a steady job, steady please.
Job. Steady job. Work with family or work with close friends? Ooh, that's a good one.
Neither. Neither. You know what? This is an advice that I would always give to my loved ones and my friends. Like, try not to go into business with super close friends. Yung mga acquaintances and friends, okay lang eh.
Yes.
Like, that's totally fine. But close friends and family, unless it's really like, it's nepotism, you know, where you're mm-hmm. actually working together as family, just try not to do it because there will always be trouble. And I kid you not, 9 times out of 10, there will always be trouble with friends who try to work with super close friends or family. There's just complacency somewhere in there.
Yes. The way that I look at it is, do not work with close friends. Work with friends that become close.
Yes. Oh, so much wisdom at
that. Oh, look at that. I had a lot of coffee today, so I am on it. Coming from JC, mahal mo or mahal ka?
Ay, nako. This is always asked to me for some reason.
Yeah.
I would always say mahal ako.
Mahal ka.
Ako. Yeah. Because okay. You can never teach somebody to love you, but you can always teach yourself to love someone.
Yeah. I would say I want someone that loves me, but I will also say I will also... In reality, I want the ones that don't love me.
by your choice but, and your history, the answer is the other one.
Yes, yes. Usually, I pick yung mahal ko and not yung mahal ako.
Ako, okay.
So, based on experience. Ano pong favorite number niyo sa electric fan? This is coming from Thomas Adrian Ignacio.
Number 3, mainit sa Pilipinas eh.
Ako, number 2, I like it na hindi yung pinakamalakas tsaka hindi yung pinakamaingay. So,
yeah.
It's just a nice, suave breeze. Coming from Sierre Noriel de Borja, do you believe po sa what's meant to be will be?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. How about you, Parts?
I don't.
Yeah, you don't?
No.
How come?
The way that I see it is, what's meant to be... will be if you will it to be. Because I think that some people look at that statement and think, ah, hindi. Ano, it meant to be yan, so babalik yan sa akin. But that's not entirely true. I think that if you want something and you have to will it, because you are an instrument of, because I always believe that you're an instrument of God. And if God has a plan for you, you still need to be the one to execute it. If that's what's meant to be, you still need to make it into being. You need to make something happen for it to happen. So that's how I see it. Do you still feel like if it's meant to be, it will be? Why?
Yeah, I mean, exactly what you said. You know, uh-huh. I think if it's for you, then it will open. Like I read that quote the other day that says, if the door is for you, it will be opened. If it doesn't open, the door is not for you. And I really do believe in that. But I also believe that if you want something, you have to pursue it with all your heart. But even if you've exhausted all efforts already and still you don't seem to get like what you're gunning for, what you're aiming for, then it's probably really not for you. But what is for you, no matter how many hurdles it has to go through, it will be for you. Like, classic example, yung love story namin ni Wancho. We met like 6 years before we actually got married. And Wancho has been DMing, messaging, trying to get my number from random people for many years. Never happened. But then in the span of a couple of months, we got engaged and then we got married. So no matter the hurdles, if it's for you, it will be for you.
Fantastic. Coming here from Dan Gabriel Pojas. Share with us how you manage your finances.
Ooh, I'd love to hear you talk about it there in the Thai Day. I don't think we've ever talked about this part of
finances?
Our lives. I mean,
no.
We have, but not in intensively.
In detail?
Yeah.
Okay, one is I removed my credit card from my online shopping apps. That was the one thing that I did recently. I made sure that it was not going to be there because, you know, you're sitting down, it's 12:30 in the morning, you know, a little past midnight, you're in your bed, and you're like, ooh, I need a blender. And then all of a sudden you buy a blender. So I didn't want that anymore. I was getting so many packages and I was, you know, using a lot of expenses that were not really there. I itemized everything that I do need. And I know it was kind of weird. And with everything that was going on, still, I didn't really buy into having groceries delivered to me. I still wanted to be the one to go and do my groceries because I wanted to keep a tally in my head on how much I was spending. And if it goes straight to the debit card or like the credit card, it's something you feel like it. You don't feel it. You don't see the number on like the cashier and you're like, oh my goodness, I spent that much on grocery. That's you're not so going to feel it. So that was really the one, the few steps that I did on how I manage. Like I was saying a while ago, I stopped buying a lot of things, especially like shoes and stuff like that. What about you? How do you manage especially with you that you're in a family? It's, you know, finances are very difficult because not only are there two different potential areas of income, there are also two very potential avenues for expense.
I think 80% of the expenses that we have in this household is from me. One, just very low maintenance. Like, he's super low maintenance. He has no, he doesn't collect anything. He doesn't have anything that he's interested to buy apart from like Miami Heat merch. And since they didn't win the championship, like, there's no point in buying it now. he doesn't buy shoes or anything. Hindi siya maluho. So we don't have, like, the only thing, okay, I have to be completely honest with you. The only thing that I've been having problems with right now is, yes, online shopping. Like, I bought a portable Pilates bar that I have only used twice.
Who buys that?
It looked really good. And I use it for like 4 or 5 times. It was really good. And then I stopped it. And like an airbed electronic pump. Although we don't have an airbed yet. Like, because you know what? Because it's so easy to buy things online. And this is precisely why, if you've listened to my podcast long time ago, you probably have heard me say, I am never going online shopping because it's just so easy to spend your money. And like what Erin and Tyler was saying earlier, you know, it's so hard because you don't see physically, like, that's how much money I spent on the groceries.
Yes.
So that's been my struggle one. And the second struggle has been eating out. Like, I have just been ordering out so much. Literally three meals of the day I eat out. Like, it's been tough because I don't want to cook, you know. It's so tiring to cook and then you have to wash the dishes. I didn't realize married life was gonna be like this. If I only knew.
Another thing that you guys can do if you want to have an easy way to, you know, manage your finances, it's as very simple as having a piece of paper that you write down everything that you spent in. And especially, this works especially if you are doing a lot of online shopping. This is what one of my friends did, was everything that she buys, she lists it down, like the final tally of everything she buys, and then she has it like her monthly deduction, and it just keeps going, and then whatever's left at the end of the month goes into her savings account. So that she has an account that's just for all of the things that she saved in that month. So just itemize everything that you do, everything that you spend on, and only use it on your base pay. Anything that comes in on top of that goes straight into a savings account, but everything on your payroll account or something like that, if you have that, make sure that that's what you itemize, and then it'll be easy for you to manage your finances. Okay. This is an easy one for a lot of people. How many episodes of a show can you finish within a day?
Oof, one whole season.
Let's say 30-minute episodes.
My goodness, I could go through two seasons.
Like two 10-episode seasons, like a 20 episodes in a day?
Yeah, probably. How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, How to Get Away with Murder. You did that. I did that. I remember that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing that right now with How I Met Your Mother. I have to do a How I Met Your Mother rerun every year. So I'm doing that now. Is that your favorite? Yeah, it's my favorite sitcom of all time. It's probably my favorite TV show of all time. Like, without a doubt. Because I am Ted Mosby. So watching the show is just like, oh, look, he's so stupid. And then I realize that it's me and I'm just like, aw. I'm so cute.
Stupid.
He's stupid, but I'm cute. Like, I'm cute when I do it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm stupid as well. So, yeah, I guess whether it was like Good Girl, New Girl, rather, Good Place, I put them together. Good Place, New Girl, Big Bang Theory, How I Met Your Mother, all of those that you have friends, anything that you can binge. I think I could do maybe a season and a half at a day.
Wow.
Yeah, because I mean, since I watched them and I've watched them so many times, I could just keep it in the background and I'm like washing dishes. So I know it's just playing and it just like, yeah, so that would probably be it. We got a couple more here. I don't want to go into the one. Well, let's see here. We could try this one. How do you overcome feeling loneliness that comes with being single? I know you don't have to deal with this, so maybe we can go in a little bit how you did before. I'm surrounded by amazing friends and family, but I don't know. I still get lonely every now and then. I'd love to hear your thoughts about this. Okay. Joyce, you want to bat at this first?
I guess you pour yourself out to love people around you. I think that's how I dealt with loneliness before. I think, you know, loneliness also springs from needing to feel loved by other people and needing to feel like you're given the attention that you want. And luckily, the attention that I wanted, I got from my work. So I didn't really miss that a whole lot. But yeah, really serving other people. I mean, I feel like I talk about that all the time, but it's so true. Committing yourself and committing your time to helping other people, to showing that you love your family. Like, I used to bring my family out every single weekend. You know, we'd go on trips. I'd take my pamangkins to the museum. I'd take them to the beach. You know, I'd take my mom out for dates. And that really just, that helped me become more at peace with myself. Just spending time with people who are actually present. The thing about loneliness is you're so focused on what's lacking. And when you're doing something actively that shows you that there's an abundance of love in your life, then you all of a sudden realize and you tell your brain, you know what, there isn't anything lacking. It will just be an addition to me. So,
yes. And to piggyback off of that, always remember that if you are single and you are feeling lonely, being in a relationship doesn't automatically fix that. There are people that are in relationships that feel lonely. So don't try and fill the void of loneliness with a relationship. Fill the void of loneliness with love. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter where it's coming from. I mean, I'm going to be honest. It might also be the grass is always greener on the other side. I mean, there might be people that are in a relationship that wish that they were in a relationship because they feel like they'd be happier there. And it's just all about understanding where your happiness is coming from, where the love that you're feeling is coming from, and appreciating that. So if you are with amazing friends and you're with amazing family, appreciate the love that they give, appreciate the love that you give yourself, and hopefully you won't feel as lonely. And I know that there are still going to be times that you're going to feel lonely. That's just the way that the situation is. But again, I'm telling you, there's people that are also in relationships that are also feeling the same thing as well. So being in a relationship does not automatically fix that. It just kind of sets up different situations for you as well.
Yeah,
so there you
definitely.
Go.
Definitely.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even know how many questions we did, but we got through a lot.
Ooh, I'm so proud of us.
Oh my God. See, it can be done. It can be done.
But I felt like I was really like skipping and hopping and speeding through all of the questions just so I won't talk too much. But we did it.
Yeah, we did. So if there's any questions that we went through, because me and Joyce both kind of skimmed over everything, kind of gave you like a little, it was like a tasting dish, like a tasting menu of the restaurant that we work for. If there's any of the questions that you liked that you would want to hear more on, please let us know because we would love to do a full in-depth question and answer here on why maybe we believe that I think that number two is the best, you know, electric fan setting, but number three for Joyce. If that is what you guys think that we need an in-depth episode on, please do let us know. And please do check out Adulting with Joyce Spring. It is the top rated podcast in all of the world. So please do check that out and check her out as well at Joyce Spring and joyspring.com, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. We're out of here. For Joyce, I'm Aaron Atide at Aaron Atide and at Shot of Sanity. We'll see you guys again next time. Peace and love.
Bye.